everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
To First Strike, First Look on a Tuesday as we get ready for the big boys to come out, the heavyweights, the main attraction on Saturday, Derek Lewis against Sergey Spivak, here to help me break it down on a Tuesday and see if we can find the best of those numbers. Lou Finocchiaro, you can follow him as I do at Gamblu, and of course he is the host of the Bout Business podcast. Lou, we're into it now here in 2023. You had a big pay-per-view event, then you had a week off. Now we're back. This is a card that was initially going to be scheduled to go off in Korea. It's got a real international feel to this fight card. It's going to be later for a start time here in the United States. What do you make of those time differences? And for those who are going, who are a lot of these fighters on this card I might not know of?
Well, first of all, Dave, thanks for having me on. And yes, this fight card was originally scheduled for Korea, and so the UFC decided that even though it had to take place for whatever reason in Las Vegas at the Apex, that they would remain with the international composition of the fighters involved as well, remain set up to do a prime time event for the Eastern Hemisphere, so we are the ones that are compromised a little bit because of the amount of debuting fighters on the card and the highly international flavor of some obscure fighters. Not every hardcore fight fan will be into this, but there are six actionable fights worthy of discussion that will surely be of interest, and I'll be up watching them because basically that's what I do.
You know, and again, Lou, when you mentioned this fight card now is out here in Las Vegas at UFC Apex, of course, you know, listeners and knowledgeable people of the sport know that that's the smaller octagon. That's the smaller cage that you're going to have these big heavyweights in. So when you have a guy like Derek Lewis against Sergey Spivak, who's been on, you know, he's been a wrecking machine in and of himself here as of late, it feels like this is going to be a highly combustible, potentially five-round fight that I don't think many people expect to go that long. What do you make of this main event here in the Return of the Beast here, a solid, almost over $2 betting underdog?
Yeah, I make of it that the UFC wanted to populate the main event with a couple of big boys because in that Eastern Hemisphere, we see a lot of 25, 35, smaller weight fighters competing, and you don't see these big monsters. And so ideally you put these big, huge guys, one that likes grappling, one that likes power and striking, and you put them in the close confines of a phone booth almost, and you're liable to get action. That's the design of the UFC. Although in this particular fight, I think it's action we'll get. I just don't know how much of it we're going to get.
And right now you're not going to get $2 on Derek. If you like the dog here, plus $1.95 is what we're seeing on a Tuesday. Is there any way that you would anticipate that line move? We know how popular a fighter the Black Beast is here in Derek Lewis. He's one of the more popular fighters that we've seen. So there could be that nostalgic bet that's out there. But again, I mentioned Spivak here. I almost feel like this line is a little bit light if you're looking at Sergey Spivak here on a Tuesday. Any way that you can anticipate this line move?
Well, actually, it did percolate a little bit. Sergey opened 220, went to 240. Now it's back down. I don't know how much it moves because of the popularity of Derek Lewis, Dave. And honestly, to me, this is mispriced. And I'm with you on this. I think Spivak at minus 225 represents a great opportunity. Further, when you look at this fight lined inside the distance, Spivak minus 165, you're not getting any great buy there. And while I see him finishing Derek Lewis, what you have here, in my opinion, not to take anything from Lewis, but he's 37. He's been in with the best. His chin's starting to erode. And he was a singularly dimensioned fighter to begin with. I think his seventh ranking is surely in question after this fight, and Spivak is going to jump from maybe 12 or 11 up into that top 10 with a victory here.
Yeah, and again, my dad always taught me, you know, bet with your head, not with your heart. I've been guilty of that practice in the past. I know people want to back Derek Lewis because of the popularity. Might not be the right way to go. When you look at the total here, and again, potentially five round is the main event. We don't think it's going to go all five. Right now, at the over 1.5 is minus $1.05. So the under is slightly juiced at minus $1.25. I mentioned the smaller apex. Is there any chance of a feeling out process, or do you think these big boys are going to get right after it?
You know, I think Derek Lewis has to go right after it, Dave. And in fact, I'm tracking this line open 1.5 over minus 190 at the open. So there's been a ton of under money come in here. And I think it's for the fact that Spivak, I think, will be measured for the half a round that Lewis has gas and charge. And then I think he's going to trip him and get him down on the ground, get top position. And then that is going to be all we hear of Derek Lewis. Now, I know that there's talk of him slimming down and he's trying to get lighter and takes. Derek Lewis is struggling to find himself. When he was knocking guys out, he had the mojo and he had the momentum, and he didn't have to think about his lack of fundamental ability as a diversified fighter. Now he is going to change his weight and change who he is, shows that he's searching. And I think he's just in a bad position here.
Very quickly on the co-main event, Lou, because the numbers are very similar to the main event here. Devin Clark, about a $2 betting underdog against Dayoung Jung. What do you make of Jung here as a minus 240 favorite on a Tuesday as we try to anticipate where that number might move?
Physical advantages for Jung here, Dave. He's 3 years younger, 4 inches taller, going to have a 4-inch reach advantage arms. And really what I like best about him, Devin Clark is durable, more durable than Derek Lewis. And so he's tough. He's going to give Jung a good fight. But Jung comes in after having lost to Jacoby in his last fight, and that took him away from being unbeaten. I look for Jung to be really focused here, and had this fight been in Korea, I think Jung's price is even higher. To me, if you're looking for a little value on this card, just take Jung right now and couple him with Spivak, and you bet one to win 1.06. That's a great way, in my opinion, to not get too specific. Just pick two winners and come out of it with plus money.
I love that way to handicap, again, instead of laying those bigger price tags, combine those together to get the plus money. Very quickly on this card, the return of Superboy. I know a lot of people, certainly in mixed martial arts, excited to see Duho Choi back against Kyle Nelson. Right now, Superboy is minus $1.80 against Kyle. The comeback here on the underdog is plus $1.55. What do you make of the return of Superboy?
Brilliant sculpting on the UFC's part to make these Eastern Hemisphere fighters look outstanding in Korea, although the fights happen to now be in Las Vegas. Kyle Nelson, durable, tough, a Canadian. Now the key to him is he just went up to 155 on his last fight, takes this fight dropping back down to 145. So we'll have to keep an eye on him on the scales. Choi has the flash, the pop. He's the super boy, but now at 31 years old, off a considerable layoff, I expect him to show some more diversity in the cage. This will probably be a due diligence fight for me just to understand where Choi is and if he's really coming back or if this is some gasp at just trying to make a couple of dollars.
I will see if he is in fact back, but you're right. It's been a long layoff here for Superboy. Very quickly on a Tuesday, Lou, when you look down this card here, is there any fight here that you find value on that maybe you want to gobble up now before we get to First Strike the full hour on Friday?
I really have kind of blown it out here with these few that we have. Mm-hmm. I will say in the early bouts, there's four bouts all featuring debuters, a young man named Nakamura. And the only reason I bring him up because out of the light due diligence that I've performed, I see he was an Olympic wrestler. You take an Olympic wrestler, put him into mixed martial arts, and any coach will tell you that's the starting place that they want to begin with. He's a 425 favorite. I'll try and figure out a way to get him inside the distance or something, but he appears to be in a highly advantageous position. I'll be hanging my hat on this card on Sergey Spivak, though.
You know, it's so funny. It takes me back to Dave Lockett, who does a great job there with PR with the UFC. It's probably about 2014, 2015, and he was asking me, hey, Dave, do you want to talk to this Olympic wrestler that's going to foray into the UFC? I'm like, what's his name? Henry Cejudo. So these are names to keep an eye on when you get these Olympic wrestlers at the highest levels. They normally do very, very well. And I see where your trained eye is already looking. Lou, very quickly, when you get to the Bout Business podcast, tell the people what they get each and every Friday.
Each and every Friday, you get a synopsis of my final picks for each fight card. This week, going to be short and sweet. It's going to be one or two releases based on the card, but I appreciate you bringing it up, Dave. Love appearing here with you on these spots, and good luck to everybody that's tuning in.
And by the way, and Lou, you've been just a great guest to have on each and every Tuesday in First Strike, First Look. This is the last First Strike, First Look, because everybody, we're going to give you the full hour of First Strike starting the following Tuesday. So we're not going anywhere. We're going to give you more of First Strike starting up next week. But Lou, really appreciate you joining me each and every Tuesday for the First Strike, First Look. It's been a great way, I think, for people to find value before you get to that fight card later on in the week. So we're not going anywhere. We're just going to switch around the times, the full hour of First Strike starting next week right here on VSiN. He is Lou Finocchiaro. I am Dave Ross. We'll see you Friday right back here. First Strike on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.